I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS on KMOX. Happy Monday to you. It's gorgeous out there. It's chilly.
It's a bit chilly.
We're all kind of standing out there in the parking lot like, damn.
Yeah, there was a breeze. Oh, my mic's on. My mic light's off. So I didn't. That's why I wasn't saying anything. I'm looking really weird.
That's okay. You missed the bad mic day on Friday. Yeah. Now they're all working.
If the light's off, that's the least of our problems. That's
we
fine.
Don't worry about lights anymore.
That's fine.
Don't worry about that. I was telling the guys earlier, I should handle this privately. I'm just going to air my dirty laundry. My mom is gaslighting me, and she's doing it effectively because at 95 almost, she has no idea what gaslighting means. So she means it. But last week, she tried telling me that Cheetos were Pringles, and she was so absolutely sure and convincing, even when I showed her pictures of Cheetos and Pringles, I started to doubt my own sanity.
So wait, did she think the cheese things were Pringles, or did she think...
Yeah. So I bring her groceries most Sundays, and she was unpacking. And you know how the Schnucks checkout, they have those miniature cans of Pringles? I grabbed her a couple of those. And she was, you know, doing her thing, all excited, putting her groceries away. And I was in the living room. She goes, oh, you bought me these a couple weeks ago. And you know what was in them? Potato chips. And I was like, oh, here we go. It's nursing home time. And I'm like, yeah, crazy, hon. She goes, yeah, I thought they'd be Pringles. And I'm like, hey, dude, those are Pringles. And so then I'm like, now I'm in. Now I'm excited. I'm like, this is going to be fun. I'm like, tell me about a Pringle. She goes, well, they're small. She goes, about the size of my little finger, and she held it up. I was like, yee. And she goes, they're orange, and they're crunchy, and they get dust all over your fingers. I'm like, I can solve this. I can help you. Those are Cheetos. And my mom has this stare, like no one else. Not even my dad had this stare, where she looks at you with judgment and pity. Like, my Lord, how do you breathe all day being so stupid? And she's like, no, those are Pringles. And so I like pulled up pictures and videos, and she just never backed down. And then yesterday, Phoebe and Nick and Christian went over with me, and we were talking about, Nick was like, hey, Christian, what's your family eat? And he was like, I'm gonna get it wrong, but he goes, Monday is pizza. Tuesday is hamburgers, Wednesday is tacos, and Thursday is hamburger helper stroganoff. And Nick and I started raising the roof. We're like, yes, stroganoff, hamburger helper. So we pull into my mom's driveway and go in. I'm like, hey, who was it that loved the stroganoff? Was it dad? It must have been dad. My mom's like, I never made that. And I'm like, okay, here we go. Fantastic. So,
and she made it your whole life.
I didn't shop for myself when I was a kid, and I didn't cook, and so someone who looked a lot like my mom was, and then the Pringles thing, one of my stories is, in sixth grade, we had a contest to bring in the most Pringles cans, you've heard that, because the poor kids, which again, relative in South Arxiana, but I made the top 50%, like, the poor kids needed them for pencil boxes, and I thought Nancy Noel would finally see my worth if I brought in the most Pringles cans. So I
You're
went
charitable.
To Pringles like a mofo, and I brought in like six, and no one else brought in any because they couldn't afford Pringles. And I was like, oh, I'll take my award now. Miss Noel, I'm not sure you noticed this, but I won again. And she was just like, yeah, whatever. So my mom looked at me and said that never happened. We never had Pringles canisters.
I think I'd rather just freehand my pencils than put them in someone else's chip garbage.
Chip container.
It That's a good point.
Just kind of think it out loud.
It's a good point.
Let me stick up for your mom a little bit here.
Of course. You didn't see this coming.
You can get Cheetos in a can.
In
Cheeto-like chips.
What?
There's like a Planters version that also comes in a can, too.
We don't need to go that far. No.
I'm just saying, like, I could see, I get that she's using the wrong word as Pringles, but in a Pringles can, you can get Cheetos-esque chips.
No, she was saying that they came in a bag.
Oh, you mean Pringles?
Pringles came in a bag?
Yeah, because they're Cheetos. Welcome to my world.
And are you talking about the Pringle, the cheese Pringles?
I'm talking about.
I don't know what you're saying.
You can get like a Pringles, Pringles can. A Pringles can.
No, she's right. I'm looking right up.
You can get Cheetos in a can like a Pringles can.
But it's not Pringles.
But it's not Pringles.
Here,
it's like a Cheeto. It's Cheetos, and then I think there's a Planters version, too, because I specifically remember getting a Planters version as a kid one time and being like, this rocks. But I'm confused. She was concerned that they came in a can and it was potato chips. Hold, but the Pringles, which are Cheetos, come in a bag?
Yeah, you got it.
That's really confusing.
Thank you.
That's like really confusing.
No, I think my mom just always thought of them as Pringles.
Cheetos.
Yes.
But then where did the can come in?
Where did the can fusion? Familiar with the can. Yeah.
Okay.
But the can clearly says Pringles.
Okay.
So she probably looked at the can, thought, yay, Pringles.
Cheetos. Oh, they're coming in a can now.
Cheetos. Opened it up, and she's like, who the hell put potato chips in my Pringles can?
Okay, I think I finally understand, because for the week and a half he's been talking about this, I'm just like, I don't understand why he's so upset.
Do you now?
I get how confused you are, because I am equally confused.
The stroganoff thing just put it over the top. I'm like, okay, lady.
We're trying to rewrite the whole thing.
Someone's turning 95 on September 5th. You better be nice to Dave.
Oh, man. Hamburger what? Helper.
I love it.
It's just the best.
Ugh.
It's just the ultimate. How do you not like it?
First of all, what do you mean, how do you not
we
like it?
We never ate it.
That seems like something that you
we
would like.
We never, ever had it. Hmm. And then Eddie loved it, and I would make him, he would eat the whole thing by himself, which grossed me out, and I think it smells.
Oh, that makes it better.
It has a smell.
When you do it, it's sexy.
Yeah, I'm normal. I'll eat the whole. It's not weird to eat a whole thing of Hamburger Helper by yourself.
I get what you mean by the smell, but you just have to kind of look past that.
I don't know that I've ever had anything but the stroganoff.
I've had all the kinds. All the kinds you can have.
That,
the Mexican kind.
Yeah. Cheeseburger.
Yeah, cheeseburger's good.
Cheeseburger.
Except burger night at the Stoll's house just meant you were getting cheeseburger Hamburger Helper. And taco night meant you were getting the taco flavor Hamburger Helper.
Look, I got no problems with that.
It was three or four nights a week.
I hate something else you guys love. Sloppy Joes. I hate them. But she used to make the Sloppy Joes, and then you would have French bread like cut in half so they'd be open face. Mm-hmm. With cheese melted on them, but I did not like it.
No cheese.
Well,
no
that's
cheese.
Where they ruined it.
Well, I didn't like them anyway, but.
Yeah.
Oh, you wouldn't want some mozzarella or something on there?
Oh.
I could probably eat some cheese on there.
Wow, what a shock.
you don't put anything on there?
No.
Just the meat on
a
bun?
Manwich on a bun. That's the way real men eat it.
Mm-hmm. Manwich.
I was telling you guys I had a conflict with my mom, which it's her birthday, but I'm going to tell the story anyway. Happy birthday, Mom.
Happy birthday. Trish.
She they have the same first and middle name. Did you know that?
And their birthdays are close.
Mm-hmm. Patricia Ann, very strange.
We've seen them together.
God, I could not be his mother.
Can you
oh, my God, I could not be his mother.
She struggles, too, so maybe even more in common than you thought. She says the same thing.
But could you be his mom? Yeah, you could.
Thank you, Dave.
Sorry. What is wrong with you?
Thank you very much.
Doing math.
I appreciate
that. I don't know.
Yeah, that's great.
A teen mother.
A late teen, like the last year of your teen.
But still.
Teen mom Trish. Anyway.
All right, let's leave
Tell
her
us
alone.
Tell about your mom.
Anyway, she served me Chick-fil-A sauce yesterday. That was expired.
She served me Chick-fil-A sauce.
By like 4 months. I'm trying to make this story. You always say my stories are too long, so I'm trying to shorten it up.
What were you having?
Chicken strips.
And corn.
Appropriate. Did you have corn?
No, there was no corn.
Okay.
But only because I caught them by surprise.
I know I'm making the story longer. I've never had Schwann's.
Uh-huh.
I know, and what's, I wanted it the, so bad.
I'm with Trish. I always thought that was a rich person thing.
Oh, yeah. When you got Schwann's delivered, and we never could.
So, I guess, like, they give you a catalog, and then you order out of the catalog, and the Schwann man drives his truck to your house.
Okay.
You can get milk, right, too, delivered?
I really don't know.
Like, from the Schwann man?
Yeah, maybe. I don't actually know. I mean, they have everything.
I want the Schwann man to come
over. Well, we became, like, the Schwann man became, like, a family friend, because he was there, like, two nights a week.
spending holidays with them.
Oh, yeah. My mom's like,
you bring the meat.
My mom's like inviting him in, like, come on, sit down, have a glass of water, let's chat.
She's just trying to get some free stuff.
How you doing? And so the Schwann's, it's just like a prepackaged frozen food, but it's like pretty high quality. It's good stuff. So I'm having the Schwann's chicken strips, and they serve me the expired Chick-fil-A sauce. And I say, like, and just, this is expired. Do you guys think it's fine? And they're like, yes, it's fine. So then I sit down, and my mom is just stewing.
I love the way he represents his parents with, yes, it's fine.
Yes.
And so my mom's just stewing and just kind of like looking at me, eating it and stewing. And she finally says, you know, I never once, the entire time you were growing up, I never looked at the expiration date on a piece of food that I would serve you. And I used to serve you expired baby formula all the time. And you were fine. And I'm like, what is this? Where is, I'm not saying anything. I'm not mad that the Chick-fil-A sauce has expired.
First of all, let me just pile on both of you. The fact that she said you're fine, like,
yeah, who knows what could have happened.
And look at you. You're great.
If I had not been eating expired spaghetti sauce or whatever, hamburger helper.
Yeah, my mom is mad, too. I think I hurt her feelings by saying that she made hamburger helper because she was like, I baked and I cooked. I'm like, hey, lady, I'm not saying you weren't a great mom. I'm just saying that you used to make stroganoff and I loved it.
I mean, hamburger helper's cooking.
Yeah, you still had to cook that.
That's like how I learned to cook was hamburger helper.
Mm-hmm.
Because my mom would be like at school and she'd be like, make some hamburger helper for you and your brother. And I'm like, okay. So that's how I learned to fry hamburger and follow a recipe. Probably like 14 and 15. Yeah. I mean, I knew how to make, like, eggs before that, but why did the room go silent?
I don't know.
We're listening.
It got really,
I'm listening.
Yeah, it was
really
invested.
Quiet. Really
like
into
eggs
this.
And.
Eggs.
I used to always have to start dinner. My mom would be like, start dinner. And I'm still at work. But, I mean, I think that's just, I was probably about your age.
The best day of her life was when I learned to, because we would legit have hamburger helper, like, four times a week. So I would learn to brown the hamburger.
Is that was the best day of your. Oh, the best day of her
best
life.
Best day of her life.
Is there anything else that
wasn't
goes?
Wasn't a bad day for him either.
Into hamburger helper.
No, I mean I was a happy camper.
Is hamburger the only thing that goes in? Not to be dumb, but there's a tuna helper.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Is there anything else? Ground chicken or something?
I'm sure there's like chicken.
Have
helper
you had the
at this
tuna
point.
Helper?
No.
I don't think I have. That sounds.
My
gross.
Mom made tuna casserole from scratch. Hear that, mom? Scratch.
Scratch. Wait, with the Lipton, I mean the Campbell's mushroom and the crumbled up potato chips?
And no, that's tea. Green bean casserole.
No, that's tuna noodle.
Not, it's not the right saying, it's not. Well, I loved it, too.
Tuna
I haven't had it since I was probably living at home. So
I just had it Friday.
What's in tuna noodle?
So you put crushed up potato chips on the bottom of a casserole dish, and then you put.
I'm with you so far.
Some tuna.
Anything you say from here on out is gonna be fine.
Then you put
now
tuna.
You lost me.
Then you cook some noodles, like egg noodles, and put them on top. Then you pour some cream of mushroom, and then put more potato chips. Then you just put it in the oven for like 20 minutes.
What about that without the tuna? On. Yeah, well, I'm taking that without the tuna. Just the chips.
Oh, it's really
the
good.
Tuna casserole, holding tuna. 223 DGS on KMOX, which, by the way, is also our new Twitter handle. Go to Twitter and find us at DGS on KMOX. Rach, you had trouble over the weekend?
I had trouble at the St. Louis Galleria. I was on a hunt to buy a dress for a wedding that's coming up. And I'm just like, I don't know, ever since the pandemic, I guess, I am just the biggest planner whenever I go out to do anything. I have to be at the Galleria like when it opens. So first of all, I'm there way too early. I'm there at 9:45. The doors don't open until 10. So I'm one of those people sitting in my car waiting for the mall to open. And I see people lining up outside and I'm like, I will never be you. I will stay in my car until I see you go inside, but I will never line up outside the door.
Look at these weirdos.
I'm looking at them through my binoculars from the car like, this is just pathetic. Don't you have somewhere else to be? So it turns 10, I get in the mall. I shop at like five different places. I can't find anything that's working for me. And finally, I go into this one store, and someone says hi to me when I walk in, which is rare. So I was feeling good about that. I pick up like three different dresses that could work, and then I head on back to the dressing rooms. Every single time I have tried on clothes at this store, which has probably been a dozen times in my life, they've had to like reserve a dressing room for me. And you know, like Trish especially, I'm sure you know the dance that goes around like, hey, that dressing room door is open, but sometimes they still don't want you to just walk in with your stuff. They want to know how much stuff you have and they want to
count,
you know,
your items.
Exactly. So I see that the doors are open, even though they usually aren't. And I think, oh, I'll just walk to the register and ask if I can use the dressing rooms. So I have my stuff in my hands. I walk up to the register and I said, excuse me. And this, you know, 19-year-old is like, can I use the dressing rooms? And she goes, they're not open. Says it just like that. They're not open. And I said, oh, they're not open. And she continues doing what she's doing. And I just kind of look at her for a second and she's ignoring me. And then she like slams down what she's doing and walks to the dressing room. And she goes and she sees that the doors are open and she like stops in her tracks and spins on her heel and looks at me. And the withering stare she's giving me, she's like, they're open. And I said, yeah, I know. You said they weren't open. Like, I just didn't know what to do because every other time I've been here, you know, I've had to ask permission to use the dressing rooms. You know, what's the big deal? And she was just like, well, you don't. If the door is open, you can just go in.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, roger that.
Oh, my God. I hope you didn't buy anything from that
place. I didn't. All of their dresses were terrible.
That's
anyway.
Awful.
I know you don't want to out them, but just say, yes or no, was it Fazoli's?
It was not Fazoli's. And I don't blame the store. I don't even blame the kid working. I mean, I do.
If, that's who you should blame.
If that would have been me, here's what I would have done. Oh, they're not open? Or I would have said, hey, if they're open, you can just go on in.
Yes.
Like, just use a little bit more communication. But it was the bare minimum of, like, acknowledging that I was a human.
Rude.
It was so rude. She goes, they're not open. And I'm like, they're not open. And she's just like, and then just acted like I was the idiot for the miscommunication.
I feel like we break a lot of news in the DGS, oddly. And I'd never heard anyone talk about quiet quitting before we did. And now it's everywhere. Mm-hmm. And it's just basically sucking at your job.
Yeah.
You know.
Until somebody gets rid of you.
Yeah.
That would sound like that.
But they won't. Like, remember when I left my card in the gas machine at the gas station?
Yeah.
And I got the manager and he's like, yeah, you got hold of, you know, Williona, whatever. And she's kind of difficult. And I said, like, yeah, dude, like, she was downright mean to me. And he goes, I can't find anyone to hire.
Oh, my God.
So I have feel for people.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean you should get away with it.
I felt a little bad for her because she was like filling online orders or something while I was asking her about it. It was weird. It was like there was a lot on their plates. I get it. I get that I'm the loser millennial coming into your store and I don't get that the door is open and blah, 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 blah. But the fact that she treated me like I was the stupidest person she had ever met, I was like,
none of that matters,
right.
What you just said. None of it matters. You have a customer in the store that is open for customers.
I know.
I mean, it doesn't matter.
And she people like that used to get fired and now they don't.
Yes.
Because you have to have a warm body to ring you out.
I mean, I just feel like in certain cases it has to be better to just have no one than to have like someone who's like actively detracting from.
It's an interesting conversation whether no service is better than bad service.
Like that's what I thought when you were telling us about that gas station experience that you had and how the guy's like, yeah, she's a total nightmare and she does nothing and she is mean to everyone. And it's like, okay, well then it's probably better to have no one.
I don't know. Rocks. Welcome back, guys. DGS 235. Trish has a little opus to do here about being your true self, which, oh my God, our true selves suck. Like, on our breaks, we're just going in on some coworkers, and like we pretty much buried that person in 3 minutes. And then I'm like, hey, Trish, you ready to go? It's your time at 2:30. She's like, yeah. I'm like, read the sheet. She's like, you read the sheet. Like, okay, we better make fun of someone else. We're turning on each other.
Well, and I'm so hypocritical, too, because I found out that, like, a couple of coworkers were, like, doing that about me, I would be crushed.
Well, they are. Right?
Of course they are.
Because they're doing it about all of us.
Of course they are, but still.
Especially us.
Right.
We sit at the same picnic table every day.
You're
at
fixated 11:30. On that, but I don't think, I think if we're getting made fun of, it's maybe not necessarily for eating lunch.
That doesn't help.
You mean
even
they're jealous?
Our boss makes fun of us for that.
What's what? That?
You mean they're jealous?
No, I don't think they're jealous.
Because they're not sitting and eating
Our boss makes fun of us for everything, though. He's a make fun of her.
Yeah, Steve is really the only person who's like, look at them
Steve's
eating.
A bully. I'm tired of being Steve Moore every day.
He called me Pigpen.
He did do that.
Rude.
Go on.
Well, on that note, and after we... And talking about Rachel's experience at the store, I was just thinking deep thoughts over the weekend because I wonder if people... are stressed out, maybe have a lot more anxiety because we really are our true selves less than ever before. We in this room probably aren't because we have a pretty cool job where, you get paid to be yourself pretty much and we're pretty real with each other and we're lucky in that respect. But so many people have to put on, an air when they go to work or go to a meeting or talk with coworkers or make a presentation. You have to present yourself in a certain way. And then, 5 o'clock comes and you go home and you let your hair down and you're yourself. But now with social media, it never ends. You have to be somebody else and everything's happy and everything's good and life is great and you never really show the true thing. And I wonder if people are just like, you can't really be yourself until... I don't know. 9, 10 o'clock at night.
Let me ask the first question so I'll forget. Yeah. And we do this pretty much every day, but I can't stay away from it. So you say on social media that's added a new way to not be yourself. But it seems to me from watching over the fence at you guys on social media that people are not their true selves. They're worse. When most people say I'm not being my true self, it means I'm being an exaggeratedly nice sexy, fun, affluent version.
Yes, I see.
But on social media, it seems like people are cosplaying being jerks.
Yeah, that's a great point. That's another element to it. Because, well, we've talked about this before. Half the things you say or half the, if you're being a great big jerk, you would never be that way in person. So, yeah, I guess it is bringing out the best and the worst.
There's like the influencer side of social media where you're showing like, I spend every day on the beach. And in reality, you haven't been to the beach in 20 years. And those are 20-year-old photos. And then there's the anonymous side of the internet where you don't have your a profile picture of your face and you have a name that's not your real name. And you're like, what?
I'm just laughing at the idea of a beach influencer who hasn't been to the beach in 20 years.
No, there was somebody right?
That passed me.
No, that was a story. That
She's
was like a
God,
real thing.
It's a lie.
It was like a person who was posting a bunch of like photos from the beach and is like, I spend every, but they were like
old photos.
And then they were like faking other pictures. Like they just put a bunch of sand on the ground and like put their foot in it and
take
a picture.
That's so sad.
It is sad.
Yeah. Very sad. But then there's the both sides.
Yeah. But, is it, I guess, that we feel like we can't be ourselves or other people pressure us to not be ourselves?
Hmm. I think we don't want to show our real self all the time, right? Because do you even qualify that as, like, if somebody says something and you kind of think of, like, a snappy response in your head that's maybe not super nice, but it's something like, oh, yeah, we know you think that or whatever. You know what I mean? Like... And you don't say it. Does that count to you as like concealing your true self?
Well, I mean, finding your true self is a multi-billion-dollar industry that I've spent tens of thousands on therapy and books. And so when you say your true self, like, what is that?
Yeah.
I mean, kind of to your point. I mean, you have to first find your true self. I mean, I guess there's your relaxed self. I'm going to say what I want to say.
That's what I mean more.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like how you
your
are
unguarded self
on Sunday with your kids or with your mom and your sisters and your dad, like that's what I think I'm talking about.
Yeah. I hear you.
And there's just so much pressure to either, be something you're not or put on a smiley face.
A dumb analogy, but in wrestling in high school, you would gain weight for football. Say you weighed 180 pounds and I got to get down to 162 for wrestling. So you starve yourself for a month and you wrestle the same guy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm still going to wrestle the same guy. We're both just going to lose 20 pounds. This is stupid. And my analogy is you go to a business meeting and everyone's being some fake version of themselves. Let's all just stop. Like, we're all doing the same thing, like cutting 20 pounds to wrestle the same guy in high school. Let's just all stop, which in radio, it's kind of a gift because you basically can.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Aren't we always complaining that the politicians are being too much of their true selves? Like, they're way too relaxed.
Well, if their true selves are like these people are, I mean, you know, like being your true self isn't always a good thing because some people suck. And so be your true self. But if your true self is just horrible,
then don't.
Don't do it around me. sounds awful, but
so
it's
now
true.
Now we got to have a true self check. Are you bad or are you good?
How often do you guys feel like you're your true self? Like, do you feel
I think I am a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, I think everyone has to put on a little bit of an air in certain situations. Mm. And we probably do, you know, if we're sitting at the picnic table out there eating lunch and somebody comes by, like, you change, you do. There's a little nuance to that. But I would say I'm myself a lot. Bad or good.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
I think everybody in here is.
Yeah, I mean, it took me until my late 20s to, I feel like I spent most of my 20s not liking myself and not understanding who I was. And then once I kind of got a handle around that, then it was like, okay, like, to me, the definition of being your true self is just like not changing for other people or not trying to be a certain way just so other people are impressed by it or whatever. But like Trish said, you still have to meet a certain standard in society to, like,
right.
You know, you still right. You're always going to be able to code shift and get into this area where it's like, okay, now I'm being more sociable and stuff or whatever. But being secure with yourself, I guess, is being your true self.
But I mean, there's a lot of days like say I go on a string of I just like. The world's on my shoulders. I don't feel that great. I'm not going to come in every day and tell you that. Mm-hmm. I'm probably going to put on a little, only because, number one, most of the people don't care. You know, I'm not just not going to do that every day. Like, that's annoying to come in every day and go, like, this is what's bothering me. Nobody wants to hear that. So, I mean, there's that kind of thing. But I think that's just being human.
But yeah,
you don't want to bother other people with your problems.
Making notes. You don't want to hear that.
Wait a minute. Every day, you guys would be so annoyed it would be a downer if every. I'm not saying I'm like that every day, but let's say I went on a string of like a week or two, and every day is, oh, I don't feel good, or oh, I'm having a. Nobody wants to hear that. That puts the other people in a bad mood.
God, I
don't
hope you're
think?
Wrong. I think that's the whole show. Like, that's kind of what we do.
No, I'm like, I'm talking more like that. Poopy pants.
Yep.
Like
yeah, that. Just like rolling in.
Well, that's maybe what you do. Nobody wants to hear that. They're glad it's not them, and they don't want to hear your problems every day. This is true.
So what do you think is the main thing keeping people from being their true selves? Like, why do you think people feel that pressure outside of, you know?
I think we've created, I always think this, like, when you watch the local news, especially on the weekends where they have the newbies and they have to like hand it off to each other. Right. Like, so Clarence, it's really warm out there, huh? It's like they're not even human. Yeah. It's like they just got taken out of a box and filled full of air. They're always like, humid it is, me say. Like, and I think, or just like Mike Bush, who I love to death. He's a good friend of mine. That's a bad analogy because Mike really is like that off the air. But, you know, like most news people, the people who, like, here's what it is to be a human, and then they're nothing like us. Mm-hmm. They don't talk like us. No one speaks like that. We don't speak in that cadence or in that tone. We're not that formal with each other, which is why this radio show became popular 22 years ago is because I didn't have the skill to do that. And I spoke just like I am now. And people are like, who the hell is this? Who does he think he is breaking all these norms? That's not how radio people sound. And I think that goes for business. And, you know, every business everyone is in out there listening, you have the same thing. Somewhere between that fakeness all the time. Well, hello there, Charlie. How are you? And just walking in with your finger in your butt scratching, you know, like somewhere between those two things.
Between those two, you say?
Between them.
You should be somewhere in between.
Maybe
that.
Closer to the scratching butts. I don't know.
See, I feel like I tend to fall a little
hear
weighted to one
on
side, if you will.
But you know what I mean, right?
Yeah, for sure. And that's it. And look, I think some of it's a good thing. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I feel like it puts pressure on people, though. And I guess that was my point. But, yeah, I mean, we don't all want to really come in and just totally be ourselves.
Well, you know, let's go all the way
back
to Rachel's story of the 19-year-old who was rude to her at the mall like
worst person in the world.
That's her real self. Maybe the new Gen Z is just going to show up every day and be the real selves, and we're going to see what it's like. And it's probably going to suck.
That's true.
Like, why don't you fake it? 251 DGS and KMOX. Talking about my mom a lot this hour. I give her credit for this one, though. This was the original move. So when I went to kindergarten, I want to say I went early. Anyway, they were ready for me to go to kindergarten. And it was half day, and I went in the afternoon. And I just wasn't going to go. Like, there's just like, hey, you can buy me all the school shoes you want, but Ace here is staying home. And so on the first day of school, I'm saying this because today is Phoebe's first day of her senior year.
Wow. Isn't
at
that soon?
St. Dominic. Yeah, I think it's soon.
God.
That's the new normal, though. So my mom, my best friends were Brad and Terry. And I remember this. I'm like 4 or 5 tops. I remember this like it was yesterday. My mom goes, okay, you don't have to go to school, but how about if you just walk your friends? And I'm like, I just walk them there. I make them comfortable, and we come back and we watch some Gilligan. And she's like, yes, like right on. So I walk them. I had my hand around Brad's shoulders. I'm like, buddy, you have fun, and you walk that, you know, the little thing, and you play with the fire engine. And I'm here at 3 o'clock. I'm waiting for you. And they're crying and stuff. So they didn't want to go either. And I'm like, poor suckers. So we get there. And I guess my mom had already spoken to the kindergarten teacher. God, I hated that woman. And she's like, why don't you just come on in?
See how
sit next to Brad.
Make
him feel
more comfortable.
Better. And I swear to God,
check the vibes.
I'm like winking like I'm with you, lady. And I go in. I sit at a desk. And I turn around. And my mom was at the window. And then she's gone. And I start to get up, and then Mrs. Doles puts her meaty fists on my shoulders and shoves me back down.
Oh, my God.
And then I realize I've been had.
Yeah. That was really smart of your mom.
Yeah, like 20 years later,
that
I graduated
really
from WashU Law School.
So you believed her.
100%.
I'm just going to walk my friends.
Yeah.
Come back and watch some TV.
This is a great deal.
And I remember sitting there and going like,
that's really cute.
I got to respect that.
Uh-huh. That was a good
one. She completely stewed me.
Oh, my God. I liked school, I think. We used to.
I think.
I mean, I don't remember putting up too big of a fight. But when I was in kindergarten at St. Margaret Mary Alico, the bus that we rode was a shorter bus, a little.
We're familiar, Trish.
Shorter bus, and it was called the Dipsy Dooley.
I know. I bet it was.
The Dipsy
I bet you
Dooley.
And your friends had a lot of fun.
What was the name of the elementary school?
St. Margaret Mary Alico.
St. Margaret Mary Alico.
SMMA for short.
Yeah. Sounds like a Disney rhyme.
Get on the Dipsy Dooley. We're going to St. Yes. Margaret Mary Alico.
But they made it fun because everybody wanted
get
to
get at the same time as the other buses.
Everybody wanted to. It was they made it fun because you wanted to ride the Dipsy Dooley to say you rode the Dipsy Dooley.
Of course you did. Yeah,
right?
Good for you.
I'm glad they made it fun. Yeah, that's important.
Look at you now,
knock
champ.
It off. You're so rude.
How big was your bus the next year?
The Dipsy Dooley 2.
Welcome back, all you Dipsy Doodlers.
You guys, the bus was short for everyone.
That's definitely what you thought.
I loved riding the bus. I remember my first day of kindergarten, like, my mom was nervous that I was going to be scared or whatever. But I rode the bus, went to school, had, like, a full day, come outside. My mom's waiting for me, and she's like, I was going to take you to Amoco, and we were going to get, like, a little treat or something before we got back. And I'm like, yeah, I'm just going to take the bus home, but if I want to drive back down later.
That's cute.
Maybe I'll just meet you there.
That's cute.
Oh, I never rode the bus.
A bus, I would have turned inside out. Like, had there been a bus to kindergarten?
Yeah, I never rode the bus.
Too scary?
Yeah. That's grown-ups.
What if it was called the Dipsy Doovie?
Yeah, I mean, if it was short enough.
Sorry.
You shorten that bus up, I might get on it.
Short bus? There can't be that many kids on there. This is going to be way easier.
It was kindergarten.
Was it like a fun color? Why was it called the Dipsy Dooley? I don't know. Was it like a
trolley? I guess somebody just named it the Dipsy Dooley to make it fun. I don't know why.
Yeah, we're acting like she was 42 work at an insurance firm
I
or something.
Like five
well,
people.
She's acting like I'm weird for asking questions.
You're both weird.
Well, there weren't that many people on it because, like Dave, you know, there was a morning class and there was an afternoon class. So
yeah,
not everybody was on the.
What's that?
Did you go all day?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. To kindergarten?
I think so.
That is torture.
Yeah, they
it was
started
all day.
That. Nick did that too.
I had nap time, so I feel like I probably was there.
Yeah,
nap time was the worst.
Did they give you milk and cookies?
White milk. Which was like drinking pee. I'm not drinking white milk.
We had a choice between chocolate or white, and I was like, what psycho is picking white milk? I just didn't understand.
I remember picking out my rug. We slept on rugs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like, oh, this has a nice pile to it, you know, and then you just lay there for 30 minutes. It felt
so
like eight
weird.
Hours.
Just all laid down with a bunch
with
of
each other.
We had
patrollers. The teachers would like patrol to make sure we were sleeping.
We I know we're late. Move my life. We had a student teacher who was pretty and young, and I'm five. So, of course, you know, mom honor. And and she was leaving, and we bought her a little heart necklace, and Mrs. Doles goes, like, I'm sure she's going out to whatever. And she goes, look, it's nap time. Whoever's quietest gets to give Violet here the heart necklace. And I'm like, fiddly dee. So I laid there like a damn guru monitoring my heartbeat, trying to stop the blood in my veins so that I could give Miss Violet a French kiss. And so Mrs. Doles walks back in, and they're like, who gets to give it? And she goes, Tracy Kress. And she walks off, and I'm like, because the whole time Tracy was talking, the whole nap time, she's like, and I was just like beside myself. The injustice of it.
Oh my God.
The teacher was probably like, anyone
Tracy
but that guy.
Tracy walks up there, and she's all cute, and she's like, Miss Violet, we love you. And I'm in the back like, no, I truly love you in a disturbing way. And if there is any justice in this world, I would be giving this to you on our wedding day.
I'm sweating.
That's what she said. Do I need to do this? Yeah. Can we
should do that.
Okay, fine.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.